listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Linda Graham, who is a municipal counselor and substitute mayor for Sutton, who is going to be speaking to us about the newly renovated Place Roseanne Cohen. So thank you so much, Linda, for being here with us today. I super appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
Can you please start off by telling us a little bit about the history of Place Roseanne Cohen and what the space serves as here in the community?
Yes, indeed. So it's a space which is next door to our community centre, where there is there has been for at least 10 years, a pétanque court, which is well appreciated, particularly by our seniors, and especially because it enjoys shade from some beautiful old maple trees. And 2 years ago, we were approached by the players there saying, you know what, town? This pétanque court really needs a bit of love. It's really, starting to deteriorate a bit. And following that, we had a conversation internally and realized it was really worth updating and improving the pétanque court, because it's one of our, to be honest, one of our few facilities specifically for seniors, and it's an activity that's really appreciated.
Yeah, can you explain a little bit what pétanque is? I've never heard of that
Okay,
before.
Yes. So it's also known as boule. So essentially it's a game whereby you have a tiny little ball. So you're in teams of let's say three people. You normally play against another team. You throw this little ball sort of maybe 10, 15, 20 feet along the court. And then each member takes it in turn to throw their much heavier metal ball, with the objective as getting it as close to the little ball as possible. And essentially the team that wins is the team that's had their ball closest to it. And so it's a bit of exercise. It's a great opportunity to chat whilst you're waiting for your turn. And it's a activity that's really accessible to people of all ages, hence its popularity. And I know that the people here in Sutton literally play just about any time of the year, except when there's snow on the ground. And so what we were able to do was to make a grant application. And that grant application is in relation to something called MADA. And MADA stands for Municipalité Amie des Aînés. So Municipality Friends of Seniors. And this is a program across the whole of Quebec, which encourages municipalities to really look at its community through the eyes of its senior citizens. So as a senior citizen, do you have special needs in terms of being able to walk around, to be active, and, for example, activities that you can take part in? And so the provincial government has a program just about every year which allows municipalities that have that certification. We have it. I'm pretty sure the town of Lac-Brome also has it. Many municipalities have it. And if you have that certification, it allows you to make a grant application for projects that have a relationship to, in particular, to seniors. And so that's what we did, was we made a grant application specifically to have a major upgrade of the pétanque court, and we were successful, which was absolutely marvelous.
And now that you have this newly renovated space, is there anything new for people to discover when they go there?
Previously, the court was, let's be honest, pretty basic. So, and just so your listeners understand, so a court is typically, I would say, about 6 feet wide by, I'm guessing, about 20 feet long, and normally has a kind of a gravel surface, not asphalt. So basically we went back to scratch, and what we now have are two courts, which means that more people can play. We were able to keep all the beautiful shade trees, but we added nice benches around the court, and also some nice, very low-key, non-intrusive lights along the edges of the court, all of which makes it a really, really agreeable experience.
How do you hope that this new space will benefit the community and support, you know, the needs of your citizens here in Sutton?
Well, certainly when the senior citizens approached us, that was one of the things they highlighted. They said it's, you know, playing pétanque is one of the few activities that we have available to us that are really specifically tailored to our needs. You know, to be, you know, we're not going to play basketball. Not all of us can play tennis. Very few of us skateboard, but we love playing petanque, and it's really an occasion for us, you know, to get together. So having this improved court means that more people, it can, you know, more people can make use of it with the lights, that the period of time during which it's playable is extended. And we're also hoping that more people will discover the activity. And so, for example, on Wednesday of this week, our CAB Centre Action Bénévole is holding its 50 plus club meeting there to introduce new people to the activity.
So it's really just, you know, it's going to play a really important role in bringing people together and kind of confronting that isolation that a lot of people have been facing.
Very much so. And also what's really terrific about the site is that, as I mentioned earlier, it's literally in the grounds of our community centre, John Sleeth Community Centre, which houses, for example, an art gallery and the Jardin des Enfants, so a type of kindergarten. And so often it's just great because in that space, it's a real multi-generational space. So we have our seniors playing pétanque, and then just behind them, we've got little kids, you know, playing their game. So it's a really super spot, particularly, as I said, because of these beautiful old trees.
And why Place Roseanne Cohen? What is the story behind the name there?
I'm really glad you asked, Taylor, because that's, if you like, the other part of the story. So having decided that we really did need to undertake this project and getting the funding, we wanted to take the opportunity to recognize the contributions of a former councillor, Roseanne Cohen. Roseanne and I both became municipal councillors for the first time back in 2017. And Roseanne was somebody who was very courageous in the sense that her first language was English. She didn't have an experience in municipal politics, but she felt very, very strongly about the importance of representing her community. And so she stood for councillor and was elected. And one of her particular files was community life. And so Roseanne was very, very keen to see this project proceed. But very, very sadly, Roseanne died following an extended period of cancer. And we felt that this was a perfect opportunity to kind of memorialize Roseanne's contribution and the care and concern that she had for her community. And so it was the previous council who made this proposition to name it Place Roseanne Cohen. And that was how it was duly inaugurated yesterday.
Yes, that was actually my next question was, I know that you inaugurated the newly renovated space on Monday. Can you tell us a little bit about how that went?
It went really well. And as much as we had many people from the community who were there, one person in particular I think it worth highlighting is that we invited was Monsieur René Degg, the husband of Roseanne Cohen. And René made a short speech about Roseanne and to say just how proud he and all of his family were of the work that Roseanne did and how appreciative they were of the fact that we had commemorated her with this park. And in fact, when we did the official opening of the new pétanque courts, we chose not to cut a ribbon, but instead we created the little ball that you play with, a gold version, and myself, Madame Gauvin from Madame Charest's department, and Monsieur Degg, the three of us jointly threw the little golden ball and played the very first official game of pétanque on the court. And it was a very emotional moment for all concerned. Very importantly, we had representatives of some of our key community organizations, most noticeably the president and members of FADOC, which is, as you know, the organization that represents seniors across Quebec. And they had played a very important part in basically promoting this idea of renovating the pétanque court to the town. And then also importantly, we had people from the administration, Madame Elizabeth Date, who is our directrice for Loisirs, Vie Communautaire et Quelque Culture, who had made the demand for the grant. And we also had Monsieur Valentin Titoin Periola, who is our director of public works. And it was Valentin who worked really, really hard to basically bring the plans, plans that were produced by a local architect, Elizabeth Bouchard, to bring those plans to life, to execute them beautifully. And there's, in addition to benches and whatever that I've mentioned, there's also some nice green spaces, some attractive plantings. And all of that was in fact realized, by our internal public works staff.
Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Linda, about the project and about Place Rosanne-Cohen that you think would be important for the community to be aware of.
I think really it's just to highlight the fact that this project was undertaken within the framework of being a municipality, Friends of Seniors. And at the very heart of that is the whole notion of people staying healthy as they grow older. And to stay healthy as you grow older, everything indicates that a key element of that is staying active. So whether that's, you know, both active and social. So whether that's walking, playing, you know, something like pétanque, having social interaction is crucial for maintaining, for ensuring that our seniors can basically stay in their community and stay well and healthy. And no matter any of our ages, certainly all the statistics show that our population as a general, not just in Sutton, but for the whole of Quebec, is getting older. So anything that any municipality can do to help its seniors both now and in the future has to be a good thing.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Linda, for speaking with us. I super appreciate it.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for your interest, Taylor.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.